This is a setting the bar story. Kelly, describe this.
An example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, sometimes we can't control when nature calls, but other times we can.
And that's the lane we're in.
Yep. So if you can manage to make it through the day without getting kicked off of a plane because of a fart, you're doing okay.
Oh, a fart got you kicked off a plane?
It had malicious intent.
Oh, wow.
So get this. All right. Follow me here. Someone on Reddit posted this story about something that supposedly happened on an American Airlines flight from Phoenix to Austin last week, right? Plane was still at the gate. Person noticed a disgruntled passenger. They described as maybe hungover or whatever. Everyone had boarded and the guy was already arguing with another passenger. So it was going to be one of those type of customers, right?
Okay.
So
there could be more at play than just a fart.
So the guy said, "You thought that was rude. How about this?" And then loudly passed gas.
Oh my gosh.
So the person who posted referred to this dude as Fart Man. So I'll go ahead and continue as he
started. Start
would
our
have
story
said.
Is
right,
Fart Man.
Right, right. Okay. So they say Fart Man started complaining about the smell of some food another passenger brought on board. So someone told him to stop being rude. Fart Man called them low class. They
Got
fired
it.
Back. Well, you're back here in economy with the rest of us.
Uh-huh.
And so at that point, the flight attendant comes in and was like, "Hey, that's enough, guys."
Uh-huh.
So the plane starts taxiing to the runway. And it all seemed like everything was fine, whatever, we're going to be on our way. Minutes later, the plane stops. Pilot comes on the speaker, says, "Yeah, folks, we got to head back to the gate.
We got a situation here.
And
we got to kick Mr. Fartman off.
Fartman off the plane."
Wow.
So he didn't cause a scene as he was leaving, but the person who posted said everyone was kind of relieved that Fartman wasn't going to be on that flight to Phoenix, and they were only delayed about 30 minutes.
Oh, that's
so the airline. Airline took care of it, I guess, and everybody was all right.
Were they able to fumigate the plane, though? Oh, unfortunate.
But yeah, when your fart has malicious intent.
Yeah, well, I would call that malicious intent. Yeah, for sure.
But you know what? Kudos to him for being able to produce that on demand.
I love it that he's just like, "You're low class," and then he turns around and does that.
Great. Yeah, you're low class, you know, right, accusing
you're
everyone
low class
else.
Of your stinky food.
Right, right, right. He's like, "Hey, how about this smell?"
Right.
Right, right.
Touché.
Right, for sure. I give my wife a hug and we're hugging and I'm like, "Oh, don't squeeze me too hard. I may go."
Oh gosh.
You know, and so she automatically, you know, if someone says that, what do you do?
Well, yes, you're challenged. You're going to squeeze harder.
Right. And so I did. And she was like, "I didn't think you were actually going to do it."
Well, yes.
And I was like, well.
You've known me long enough. You should know I'm telling you the truth.
Oh, shoot. So, again, this is a setting the bar story. Look, nature calls sometimes. And there are times when we can't. Like we are trying our hardest to hold it in. And our tummy hurts. And our tummy hurts. And
yeah,
we're like, all right, trying to think how strategically we can release a little at a time. A little at a time. So it's not so conspicuous, right?
And not so offensive.
And not so offensive. But
he
then
wanted to be offensive, though.
Yes, exactly. But then there are other times when you are meaning to disrupt and you are meaning to have malicious intent with your gas.
And then you become Fart Man.
Yeah. So there you go.
In a story on Reddit.
Right. If you can manage to make it through the day without getting kicked off of a plane because of your fart, you're doing okay.
Good note.
There you go. That's your setting the bar story.